Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
So we're talking about charities today. So Tiffany, do you give to any charities at the moment or have you in the past?
I do. I actually give a lot of, for example, sometimes my clothes I don't really wear anymore,
mm-hmm.
or maybe books that I don't really read anymore or have read. I give them away to charity. Sometimes if there's like a really big natural disaster, like earthquakes or something, I always give to charity. I always donate a little bit to help out.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, about the same. I used to give to Greenpeace fairly
mm-hmm.
regularly. I had a monthly sort of account, although I had to stop that when I moved away from the UK and change bank accounts because there was no money left in my UK one for them to have. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gave to them. I would give to other stuff. We've done a few charity events, even here at AMC.
Oh, wow.
We did a charity event for the last Soccer World Cup in 2014 where everybody paid some money to pick a winner, and
mm-hmm.
then we gave half the winnings to the winner and half to a charity.
Oh, very nice.
So, there we go. We're going to look at a particular charity in this article. The title is Oxfam, the First Name in Charity Shops. Let's read the article and learn more.
Reading Oxfam, the First Name in Charity Shops. Suppose you have some old clothes or other items you don't need. Why not take them to an Oxfam shop? That way, you can be sure they'll be. Oxfam is a name for a group of charities whose goal is to help the poor. It was first as the Oxford Committee for Famine Relief in 1942. Most people know the group for their charity shops. There are over 1,200 worldwide, but most of them are in the UK. The shops mainly sell fair trade products and things that have been donated to more customers. They work hand in glove with regular stores that give Oxfam quality items to sell. These methods, other new and creative ideas, have made Oxfam stores very successful. Some people shop at Oxfam because the prices are low. Shop there because they know the profits from the stores will be used for charity work. In the future, Oxfam wants to continue improving its stores to provide high-quality products that help those in need.
Okay, so our article starts off with a situation, one that Tiffany just mentioned. It says, suppose you have some old clothes or other items you don't need, like the books you mentioned. Now here we use suppose at the start of the sentence to introduce an imaginary situation or a condition. Suppose you have some old clothes. You can also use it to make an offer. For example, you're maybe bargaining in a market stall or something in a deal negotiation, and someone says, suppose we lower the price by 5%. So there he's making an offer, a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, why not take them to an Oxfam shop?
Mm.
Okay, actually, this is a really great concept because when you don't have use for something anymore, don't just throw it away in the rubbish bin. I think you can give them away to other people, so those who really need it can really take use of them.
Yeah, there's no point in just throwing it away, okay?
Yeah.
So an Oxfam shop, this is a... We know this is a type of charity now because we can imagine that this is a shop. But this is a different kind of charity because instead of you donate money online or you give money to someone on the street or something, this is an actual place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the article says that way you can be sure they'll be put to good use. Okay, that way just refers to the previous sentence, taking all your things, your clothes, to an Oxfam shop. And put to good use means that they will be used in a good way. They won't be wasted. They will be used to benefit someone.
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, Oxfam is the name for a group of charities whose goal is to help the poor. Okay? A charity is basically an organization set up that provides help and raises money for those in need. Okay? It is really different than having an actual business because when you have a business, the money you make is used more for personal purposes.
Yes, your profit, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. But a charity raises money to help others and they don't keep it for themselves. They give it to other people.
Okay. Now, this charity, Oxfam, it was first formed as the Oxford Committee for Famine Relief, and this was in 1942. Oxford Committee for Famine Relief, so Oxford, Famine, Oxfam, that's where the name comes from. So in that sentence, we saw the word committee, C-O-M-M-I-T-T-E-E, committee. And a committee is a group of people who are appointed or chosen for a specific or particular function by a larger group that they are a part of. They consist of members from that larger group, okay? And their job, they might have several jobs to do different things, to organise something, to run something. One example would be my old UK drama group, okay? Mm. They had two committees made up of members of the group, okay, if they wanted to join. One committee was for actually running the group and its finances and working out the dates and the building of the we'd hold the plays in and making sure everybody had paid the membership. The other committee was for planning future plays. We'd read the plays, we'd say, okay, maybe do that one next year, do this one the year after, who's going to direct, and so on. So we had two committees that each looked after a different part of the drama group.
Mm-hmm.
We could also say, the committee that runs this sports club meets once a month.
Right. So we see here that the Oxford Committee basically was kind of formed to help famine relief. Okay. Famine is basically when you are reaching extreme
hungry
because you're so hungry because you don't have enough food to eat, and maybe it's because there's a drought or something happened
and you don't have any food. Famine is used for a whole country or a whole area, not just one person. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like a famine is something that affects hundreds, thousands, millions of people.
Right.
Maybe there's been they can't grow enough food or something like that. There's been a war, and so there is a famine.
Right, so the famine relief is just to help people who are suffering from extreme hunger,
mm-hmm.
okay? For example, we can also say a charity sent food and water to the town because the people there were suffering from famine. Okay, so you see it affects a lot of people and not just one person.
Okay, now this group, Oxfam, the article says most people know the group for their charity shops. Okay, here we're using group as a plural. It's okay, you could also say know the group for its charity shops, but it's okay to use their as well. Group could be considered singular or plural, both are fine. Okay, so what this sentence is saying that people who think of Oxfam, they think more of the shops that they have than the other kind of charity businesses. Oxfam does.
I think I've seen a lot of these shops in the UK, actually.
Yes, you would have, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah, for example, there are over 1,200 worldwide, but most of them are in the UK.
Yeah.
So no wonder.
Yeah, of course, Oxford is in the UK.
Yeah.
That's where this charity started. So most of its shops are there. You will go to most cities and towns and you will find at least one, probably more than one in the bigger places. So yeah, you will see a lot of them in the UK, but they're around in other places too.
Mm-hmm.
The article says the shops mainly sell fair trade products and things that have been donated. So a fair trade product, let's explain this. Fair trade is a social movement that aims to help developing countries make a fair profit from selling things that, like coffee and chocolate that they grow, so that big companies don't take advantage of them. The fair trade movement also wants to improve social and environmental conditions in these developing countries.
Mm, so I think it's also to protect the farmers as well,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Make sure they get a fair deal.
Yeah. So, for example, a lot of these fair trade products are sold and sometimes things that you donate. Okay. So we learned that donate just means to give money or things for a good cause. If you don't have anything to give away physically, you can always donate your time. time as well.
So that would be like volunteering?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, back to Oxfam, it says, to attract more customers, they, meaning Oxfam, work hand in glove with regular stores that give Oxfam quality items to sell. Okay, so that means people donate things to Oxfam, they've got fair trade products to sell, but also regular stores are working with Oxford to give them more stock, more items. Now, we saw this phrase, to work hand in glove with somebody or something. That's today's shortcut for you, so let's listen to a short dialogue that helps explain what it means.
Shortcut for you.
I have a new idea for a business.
Tell me.
We can make snacks at home and then sell them to stores.
Wait, then they'll sell them for us?
Right. We'll work hand in glove with the stores to give them what they want.
Hand in glove? I don't own any gloves.
To work hand in glove with means to work closely together.
Gotcha. Work hand in glove with is 密切合作.
That's right. We'll work hand in glove with stores. That way, we don't have to just sell snacks on the street.
Okay, but you have to work hand in glove with me too. Otherwise, I end up making all the snacks alone.
Sure, sure, no problem. It will all be hand in glove.
Welcome back. So, to work hand in glove with someone or something means to work very closely together. For example, the two companies worked hand in glove to develop the new product.
And I believe we can also say work hand in hand, right?
Yes, that's right.
So you can also use both ways, actually. Okay, let's go back to our sentence and let's take a look at our vocabulary word, regular. R-E-G-U-L-A-R. And it's an adjective and it means something that is normal or ordinary. So a regular store is a place that anyone can go to and it's maybe not too fancy, something that you can afford as well.
Yeah, it's just an ordinary store, basically, yeah, that buys and sells goods.
Mm-hmm. For example, we can also say, Jennifer lost weight with just a regular diet and exercising twice a week. So she didn't have any fancy Atkins diet or anything. She just had a regular, normal kind of 3 meals a day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In that article, we also saw the word quality in that sentence. These regular stores give Oxfam quality items, okay? Here, quality is an adjective spelled Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y, quality. And here it means of a high standard, or they are excellent. They are quality items. They're good items. We can also use quality as a noun, meaning of an excellent standard. Here's a use of it as an adjective. The soccer team is hoping to sign some quality players before the start of the season. So they're looking to sign some excellent players to improve their team.
Right. So next, the article says, these methods, along with other new and creative ideas, have made Oxfam stores very successful. Okay, so their method, or we can say a particular way of doing something, is letting them to become very, very successful. And method is spelled M-E-T-H-O-D. It's a noun. Okay, we can use it in a sentence like this. Our teacher taught us an easy method to remember the planets of the solar system.
Okay, like M-V-E-M, some kind of like word trick like that.
Remember, you can learn how to like make a sentence and then the beginning of the letter or the planets.
There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the article continues and says, some people shop at Oxfam because the prices are low. Okay, a lot of the goods are second-hand, they've been used before, so the price will be lower than buying something new. Some of the other stuff in there is cheaper than at other shops, so that's why people go there.
Right. Next, the article says, others shop there because they know the profits from the stores will be used for charity work. Okay, we talked about a profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. It's a noun that means the money you earn when you run a business. So basically, profit is the difference between the money you earn and the money you spend on resources or other costs, like your bills, rent, or etc. Okay? For example, we can say the girls used the profit from their bake sale to buy their mom a gift. So the money they earned minus the money they spent on buying, the ingredients they needed to make cakes or cookies.
And that's their profit.
Mm-hmm.
So what that last sentence is saying is that some people go to Oxfam and buy stuff, not because it's cheap, but because they know their money, the profits that the store makes, are going to go where it's needed. They're not going to just go to a rich company. They're going to help poor people.
Right.
In the future, the article says, Oxfam wants to continue improving its stores to provide high-quality products that help those in need. In that sentence, we saw the verb improve, I-M-P-R-O-V-E, improve. And, of course, that means to make something better. And also, something could improve or become better without help. You could just do it through experience. So, here, Oxfam wants to improve it. It wants to make deliberate efforts to make something better. For example, Terry has been working hard to improve his grades. He's studying, maybe taking extra classes to make sure his grades in school are better. Okay, that's the end of our article. We've talked about these Oxfam shops, what they do, why it's a good idea to shop there. But now it's time for today's For You chat question.
For You chat.
Okay, so our question today is, will you buy second-hand clothes or other items? And explain your answer. Don't just say yes or no. We want a good explanation. We want follow-up details, okay? Talk for as long as you can.
Yes.
So second-hand clothes or other things, like in Oxfam, will you buy them?
Clothes, honestly, I am a little bit scared to buy second-hand clothes, like maybe vintage clothes I'm afraid of, because for me, I think the smell or something puts me off. And I know they do a lot of
cleaning. Well, they wash them and clean them, right?
Yeah, I know they clean them. But I think I have a little bit of OCD in me that's a little bit afraid of using other people's secondhand stuff that I don't
know. Fair enough. Yeah, I probably don't buy... I would buy maybe a few vintage sort of things. If you know, if I'm looking for some old-fashioned or interesting, cool kind of clothes, I would have no problem buying that secondhand. But otherwise, you kind of want to buy something new, because you assume it will last for longer.
Yeah, not usually always the case now.
I think
a lot of things that are made today, they actually break more.
So that you spend more money replacing them.
Exactly.
Damn you shops.
These big businesses. But I do get secondhand books, for example.
Yes, definitely secondhand books.
Or even sometimes phones, I don't mind.
Okay.
If it's secondhand.
Yeah.
And as long as it's in good condition, I really don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, I've bought secondhand things every now and again. Somebody I know leaves Taiwan, and they have a load of their stuff, and they want to pass it on. So, I mean, I've got, like, a food blender from one friend. I've got some sort of food ingredients from another, a massage pillow.
Nice.
And I've paid for them, even if it wasn't, like, the full price. So that's secondhand stuff. So,
yeah.
And I do that because, hey, that's cool. I want it, and it's cheaper, and it's kind of helping somebody out. So, yes, I will.
And I think it's
all sorts of secondhand things if it's the right thing I want and the price is right.
Yeah, and I also think it's also helping the environment. You're not just buying something new and throwing it away. I don't like to see these things being wasted. So.
That's right.
Yeah, I keep these, or I ask people to, sell it to me for
a
cheap.
Slightly cheaper price, Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. We're out of time, but we'll be back sometime in the future to talk again about another article. For English For You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oxfam, the first name in charity shops. Suppose you have some old clothes or other items you don't need. Why not take them to an Oxfam shop? That way, you can be sure they'll be put to good use. Oxfam is the name for a group of charities whose goal is to help the poor. It was first formed as the Oxford Committee for Famine Relief in 1942. Most people know the group for their charity shops. There are over 1,200 worldwide, but most of them are in the UK. The shops mainly sell fair trade products and things that have been donated. To attract more customers, they work hand in glove with regular stores that give Oxfam quality items to sell. These methods, along with other new and creative ideas, have made Oxfam stores very successful. Some people shop at Oxfam because the prices are low. Others shop there because they know the profits from the stores will be used for charity work. In the future, Oxfam wants to continue improving its stores to provide high-quality products that help those in need.
Vocabulary Review.
Committee. The church committee helps to organize events for people in the local area. Regular. Today was just a regular day. Nothing really interesting or unusual happened. Quality. This cafe is famous for its large selection of quality teas and coffees. Frank was impressed by the high quality of the factory's goods. Method. The teacher uses a number of different methods to help her students learn. Profit. Joanne's new business didn't make money for a while, but now it's starting to make a profit. Improve. This article you've written is pretty good, but I think you can still improve it.